The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him a Roman coin, and he said to them, "Whose image is on this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have to reflect upon that this Sunday. How together in your home. Pray together as a family. Pray the world. God knows there are so many needs for prayer today. Pray for peace in the Middle East, in Sudan, in Syria, Ukraine, and God knows where else. So we need, God is asking, begging us for prayer. So don't think he doesn't weep. Oh, the many souls that are being lost because nobody is praying for them. Our mission was given to us when we were in darkness. And we have twofold call: to grow in his grace, to grow in his knowledge of who Christ is, but also to share that message that God has given to us of others. And you are the only one, all that are unique, all of the planet, in sharing the message of the gospel. The gospel of reconciliation and love. Because he calls us both. He's been calling us into this communion of love. We're made in the image of God. Which means you're made in the image of love. You're made in the image of this communion of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we want to be, you know, we come and behold the Lamb of God. That means don't take it for granted and forget about it. It means behold, it means wonder, contemplate this mystery that we are entering into. What happens today so much, I think, is we're so busy on our phones, we're so busy with technology, that we don't really stop. Take a breath. And enter into a deeper reality. And I think that's why for so many young people, religion is boring about it, because they don't realize that they're entering into an alternate reality, a deeper reality, another reality. They're just living on the surface, seeing things every day like a little water bottle. Surface of water. And God wants us to enter into the cold. To realize, to recognize the Lamb of God, not only that we celebrate healing, but we celebrate the knowledge that we become the living of a son. I started to say, you know, there are many ways in which we can evangelize that. You know, faith will really, faith will show itself on your faith. If you really believe, I remember one time, not to pat myself on my own shoulder here, but I was working at Katakushi Hospital, Rock and Gas. I was a service technician at the time. You know, I was not a priest, and I remember I was really this old man, an old gentleman, a nice guy, and somehow in the process of conversation, he just said to me, "You're a real believer, aren't you?" I said, "What do you mean?" I said, you go to church, you believe in Christ." I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "I'd like to have dinner with you and share with you why you have a faith in that." Fortunately, he passed away before we got together. I remember another time, you know, even going out to eat together, sisters and brothers. You know, I was, a bunch of us, together with some fellow priests, and in honor of our deceased parents, our fathers, on Father's Day, Mother's and Mother's Day, we get together and we have dinner together. And one time it was about 8 or 9 of us in Raleigh, in Buffalo. We're all in our 70s, you know. We weren't dressed as priests. Of course, that's another question. But anyways, we're all having a good time, and our conversation's still going. You know, other people could hear it. And one woman was sitting over to us and said, "Are you guys priests?" I said, "Oh, yeah." Conversation ensued. So, you know, you don't know how your faith and what you're doing together can help others catch on fire with the love of God. Or maybe bring them back to Mass. You know, don't forget, invite people to the Bible study or the adoration that we have. By the way, no adoration of Mass this Tuesday and Wednesday because I'll be on retreat, so please pray for me. But, you know, invite them to Mass, invite them to dinner or whatever it is you're doing. You know, don't keep it to yourself. Do not be ashamed of the gospel, Paul says. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. But today, we can be very intimidated by those so-called pseudoscientists. It's what the real science and real religion are not contradictory, folks. They don't contradict each other. Truth does not contradict truth. Faith and reason actually go together. Simon said today, you know, shout the glory of God, shout to the nations the glory of God. They can know, as Simon said. The thing is, the more we make it known, the more we bring peace into the world. The more we deny God, the more we break up the human family. The more it becomes a cause of war. Why? Because we're losing that principle of unity, of peace, which is God. We can't find peace. We can't find the truth.